Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Real life in the real world. Devotions from the Book of Psalms. Prospering in God's ways. Welcome everyone. Thanks for joining me as we dive into our devotions from the Book of Psalms. The Book of Psalms helps us to look up to God in all situations while we pour out our heart to Him, no matter what we are thinking or feeling, and then rest in God as we trust in His sovereign ways for our life. God is good, and He does good. He is filled with love for us and faithfulness toward us. What better way to know God and His character than to know the Book of Psalms? Psalm 1, verse 3. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. Let's look at what this verse means. Planting a fruit tree where there is no water would not be able to bear fruit. The leaves would wither, and there would be no strong roots to hold it up during strong storms. Therefore, in order for a tree to bear fruit in its season, it must have what it needs. The absolute need of a strong, healthy, mature tree is a continual, abundant source of water. This is an allegory for the Christian. As in the example of the tree that bears fruit in its season, so it is with the person that bears eternal godly fruit. A strong Christian that has deep roots and doesn't wither during hardships must have a continual abundance of spiritual water, which is the Word of God. The constant supply of pure water that nourishes and matures this Christian is meditation, which can be sipped and swallowed all during the day and at nighttime. This is the only way they will grow into a strong servant of God that does not become weary in well-doing and thus wither. They grow strong roots in the Word of God so they can overcome the strong winds of adversity. Then, in God's timing, in His season, and in His way, this person will bear much fruit that matters for all eternity. In the previous session, we discussed Think About It from Psalm 1, verse 2. This was about meditating and really thinking about what God actually meant in His Word and then deciding how we could prayerfully apply it. This is spiritual water for the Christian so they can prosper by bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. This is the way to prosper God's way. Grow strong in His Word. Grow up and mature in His ways. Be equipped to do good works that produce godly eternal fruits, not because we must in order to earn God's love. Rather, we do this out of love for God, out of gratefulness for what Christ did for us on the cross. Meditation on God's Word is much like preventative medicine. It grows deep roots of truth so we won't be poisoned or diseased with deceit. Meditating on God's Word goes beyond reading His Word. Meditation on God's Word waters our brain in His wisdom so we can think wisely and act with wisdom. This is how we prosper. An important note, it's not good enough to have knowledge of God's Word. Satan and the demons know His Word also. The difference is we must obey it in order to prosper in bearing godly fruit, which of course Satan and his demons have no interest in doing. Something to keep in mind is that a tree does not bear fruit right away. It must be watered continually for the roots to grow strong and the entire tree to stay healthy. It takes time. And it takes trust in God as we grow more and more mature in His ways, just like a tree grows into maturity with its length and width to bear more and more fruit. Sometimes we might wonder if it matters that we try to live our lives according to God's word, or if it makes a difference if we read scripture and meditate on it, or if prayer works, or if we see the wicked prosper while we struggle. Life doesn't seem fair. Does God even notice? Does He even care? Many verses, God reminds us that indeed all of this matters to Him. Meditating on His character in all situations is what grows our faith in His goodness and faithfulness toward us. We don't always see it or feel it or understand it, but God never changes. He is always wise with our lives, but we must be wise with His word. These go hand in hand. God never promises life would always turn out the way we wanted it to. But what He does promise is that He alone is sovereign and He alone understands the whys of life. We don't and we won't. What matters is that we understand His word and how to apply it and leave the rest to God. It's called faith. And if our faith is weak, we ask God to help us with our unbelief as we continually meditate on what He says to us in His word, even during times of doubt. The key is to constantly be watered and nourished by the word of God. This is what grows strong roots in our thinking patterns. This is what helps our lives not wilt like leaves. This is why meditation is important, because it takes the place of useless thoughts. It replaces them with beneficial thinking from Scripture that builds our godly beliefs and behavior. Then we can prosper in our walk with God as we are followers of Christ and doers of the Word. Let's look at spiritual trees. People that bear much spiritual fruit are equipped to do so because they watered themselves continually by meditating on God's word. Spiritual trees, or godly people, are strong by being firmly planted in God's truth. Well, so how is this achieved? The more a person meditates on God's truth, the stronger they will become in knowing what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say. They mature in God's absolute truth. God's truth found in His word is powerful. Nothing will stand that is not based on God's truth. Eventually, it will fall and fail and come to ruin. Deception will wither just like dried up leaves. False teaching and deceived beliefs will not have deep roots to stand strong when trials and hardships eventually blow them down. The only way to know God's truth in all matters of life and relationships is to dive deep into His word and really think about it through meditation and prayer. Then we will have the ability to discern falsehood that is extremely destructive. We won't prosper by God's definition if we can't know the difference between deceit and truth. We won't be strong in truth if we don't take the time to know it, meditate on it, pray it, and live by it. We will be a strong spiritual tree if we do what is called FET. F-E-T. F means focus. We need to focus on being in God's word daily. Otherwise, our concentration will be on everything but the word of God. Even 15 minutes a day to read God's word matters a great deal. Memorizing even one verse a week transforms our thoughts. And meditating on Scripture prospers us in producing godly eternal fruit. E means effort. Effort is when we have the determination, regardless of the struggle, to endeavor to put God first. We try to love Him by getting to know Him better and better so we can do better and better. Anything that is successful takes consistent effort. So we must ask ourselves if God is worth our effort. T means time. Yes, most of us are extremely busy and have a million things pulling us to do. How do we choose to use our time? Are there any minutes in a day to read God's word, or absolutely none? Are there not ample opportunities during our whole day to think about whatever we want to? So we do have the choice to either meditate on God's word or the ways of this world or our own thoughts, right? We get to tell our brain what to think about. What we do with our time is an indicator of what or who is of most value to us. It's not about the amount of time, but the choice to make the time to do what is important to us. This is not about perfection, but progression. I most certainly need to improve at my consistency in this. It's not that I don't have the time, it's that I choose to do other things with my time. But tomorrow is another day to do what I need to do with my time because I want to prosper in producing godly, eternal fruit. Do you also have the desire to do this? Please note, when this verse states, "and in whatever he does, he prospers," does not mean prosper as in the prosperity doctrine states. They believe prosper is to never have any sickness and to be wealthy, to prosper or succeed in all ways and at all times. God never promises this. This is a false teaching that is very deceptive and very discouraging to the multitudes who believe it. Who does prosper is the false teachers who get success, especially financially, by taking money from even the poor. This verse, in context, is speaking of prospering in the spiritual. To prosper in knowing God, walking closely with Him, and producing much lasting eternal fruit. We prosper in godliness regardless of our wealth or lack of it, our health or lack of it, or anything else. It all fades away. What lasts is our life in heaven and what we did on earth to honor God by walking in His absolute truth. Cross references to Psalm 1, verse 3. Matthew 13, verse 6, "But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away." John 15, verse 6, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned." Jeremiah 17, verse 8, "He will be like a tree planted by the waters that sends out its roots toward the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes, and its leaves are always green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit." Psalm 122, verse 2, "You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you." To recap, the simile of a thriving tree is used elsewhere in Scripture to picture the godly person that is watered by the Word of God. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him." Psalm 92, verses 12 through 15. Psalm 1 is full of warnings, wisdom, and rewards. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope this devotion inspires you as much as it does me to follow the ways of the Lord so we can prosper in our spiritual walk. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.